His name's Mermaid Man, and my name's Barnacle Boy, and this is the Kickin' Ash Podcast.
Wasn't expecting that.
I know you weren't. I figured I'd start it with that.
Oh, that's a good one. I was not expecting that.
Not too shabby. All right. Looks like everything's up and running.
Up and running.
Welcome back, buddy.
Episode two.
Episode two.
To you?
To me. That's not bad.
That's good. What is this? Because this was yours.
This is
cigar wine.
Cigar wine. Old Zine. Old Vine. Old Vine Zinfandel. Almost an old Zine Vinfandel.
Can't rent it. That's Constantino.
Yes.
Winery.
It is a vanilla and chocolate soaked berry explosion. The Constantino Winery cigar. So we figured, I mean, why not? It's a cigar.
100% sure about that.
It's a wine named cigar.
But I did burn my tongue on a cheesesteak before we came on.
Yeah, well, that'll mess with it. So yeah, we're drinking some wine tonight, guys. We kind of figured, why not? Yeah, it's named cigar. We've been eyeing this bottle that I've had sitting in my garage for a long time. So
yeah, it's true.
It's 88% Zinfandel, 6% Syrah, 3% Cabernet, and 3% Petit Verdot. I don't know what any of those. I know what a Zinfandel is, I guess, kind of.
No, Cabernet, I'm not too cultured in wine. I would like to be.
It's pretty good.
I plan to be a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm. The website I'm on, reversewinesnob.com. I don't know if it's credible or not. I just found it real quick before we started this. It says that it's
Sounds
a taste.
Legible.
Its taste is an 8 and its cost is a 6. What that's out of, I have no idea.
Well, how much did you pay for this?
Like $15, I think. But this says it's
they consider $15 a 6?
Yeah, probably on a wine review situation.
I kind of see that as being cheap, actually.
Yeah, it says overall rating 7.5. Looking for more of our favorite Zinfandel picks under 20. So this was one of their picks under $20. So it was definitely under $20.
Yeah. Well, it's not bad. It's good. And I appreciate you sharing this with me today.
No problem, man.
So not only did you bring that to the table,
yes.
Let's introduce our new my partner.
Yeah, our new co-host, dude. Crappy the Owl.
Crappy the Owl. There's a little backstory to that, right?
Yeah, basically, we did a disservice on the first episode, not mentioning our friend, your longtime friend, my sort of newer friend,
my partner in Cigar Society.
Yes, Brody. How you say his last name? Because I.
It's Fontenot.
Okay. So, yeah, shout out to you, Brody. We said we'd mention you this time. Brody is an owl lover of sorts. He has a owl named Shitty. And so in his honor, we now have Shitty's cousin, Crappy.
Yeah. Brody more than loves owl. Ooh, I can't talk tonight. Brody more than loves owls. He, can give you almost any fact about an owl.
Really?
In fact, I never knew that owls had legs. Saw their feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Came out of their ass cheeks. And that was it. But
yeah, apparently they have like big old
really
long
fucking really long legs.
I guess it makes sense because they
like it's sad
scoop
when
scoop up prey.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you have feet attached to your asshole, I mean, it's the claws, it's not the legs.
Yeah, but you'd have to get your asshole right across.
Yeah, right.
Scrape a dingleberry off the ground when every time you scoop something.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, you know, it's a sad day when an owl has longer legs than I have penis.
Well, a lot of things have longer things than you have penis, but...
That's true. That's a topic for another podcast. Episode three.
Things longer than Joey. So we also got some cigars tonight.
Yeah, that's
annoying.
This
that's
is a
really
cigar
why
podcast.
We're here. It's not really a wine podcast, but
it's not.
You want to start them off, or you want me to start them off?
You go ahead and start them off.
Okay. Tonight I'm going to be smoking the Oscar Maduro.
Good cigar.
By Oscar Valderez.
It's Valadares.
Valadares. What?
You said Valderez.
Dude, it's you know, my pronunciation game is not.
That's why I'm
point.
Here. It's the only reason why I'm here, actually.
He's really here just to pronounce the cigars for me.
Well, apparently I don't pronounce things right.
According to the last episode, Vitola, that's a whole nother
Size of cigar is
discussion.
What we'll
yeah, exactly. So I think this is probably the Robusto, I think.
Yeah.
Which is a 5x50 stick. It is a Mexican San Andres wrapper, and I think it's Honduran and Nicaraguan filler. Yes. Honduran and Nicaraguan filler. So yes, and it's got this cool, like, I guess candela. Is it wrapper, like this leaf around
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like an additional, like...
Just like a little cover. I don't know if you guys can see that. Probably not holding it up well, but it's kind of far away. But
it's really pretty. It's unique. I mean, Oscar's pretty famous for doing that with a lot of his cigars. The yeah. leaf has an entire tobacco leaf, which is wrapped around the cigar. Very it's just, cool. It's cool. It's different. It just adds to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, it makes it unique when you see it sitting there on the shelf.
Yeah.
I'm gonna peel this off while you go ahead and talk about
your cigar.
You
should be able to just slide it off. By the way,
can I? Oh,
so anyway, nice. So I am smoking something I haven't smoked in a long time. Actually, is the Foundation Cigars El Wawense. this I have to look this up because it's been quite a while since I've smoked this, but it is a Puro outfitted with a Corojo 99 wrapper and binder, a blend of Corojo and Criollo. Criollo.
Oh.
Long fillers.
Look, somebody can't pronounce something
from
now.
2011 and 2012. this is just a good fucking cigar. You know, I've had this, I've had the Maduro, and I enjoy both. Probably enjoy the original a little better. But you know, nonetheless, I'm excited to have this with you tonight.
Really?
And we'll
get him cut.
Yeah, right. I knew.
I know. I didn't. I couldn't bring myself to say it though. Oh, my cap cracked a little bit. This is one of those ones easy from those places.
One puff. One puff. Everybody knows the rules. Where did it crack at? Let me see.
Just a little. As soon as I cut it, look, there it is.
Yeah, you'll be alright.
You know where I got this from though. We're a place where we've had problems with that before. But I thought I'd give it enough time to rest to maybe avoid that. But hey.
Been getting more into the cold draw. Did you try that?
Yeah, I did cold draw.
Yeah?
Yeah. And? A little kind of oaky, maybe a little chocolate.
Yeah, this is like nutty and cocoa. These actually, on the cold draw at least, kind of remind me of a Padron. If you're familiar with Padrones, you kind of will know the profile that I'm talking about. And, all right. We have some good stuff to talk about tonight, I do believe.
Yeah. As soon as we get lit up here.
We'd like to share this experience with everybody.
Yes.
Everybody probably hates watching us light up, but... whatever, we're going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Right off the bat, this is like super creamy. Almost like no pepper.
Where your cigar lacks pepper, mine definitely picks it up. I do recall these being pretty spicy, a little, maybe more of a red pepper zing. It's a little bit more spicier than black pepper. A little coffee, a little nutty, a little red pepper.
Yeah. This cap is definitely jacked.
Struggling over there?
That's unfortunate, dude.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, man.
Oh, well.
Check the humidity at shops that you may you may visit. It's an important topic.
I picked this up at a shop. Again, we won't name it, but we've had some issues with the cigars we get there. And I let this one, that was when we traveled. So it's been like, what, a month at least.
Month and a half.
Yeah, it's been a month and a half at least, because that was the end of August,
I think.
So it's been resting
yeah.
in their sense, but I guess... you know, sometimes if the damage is done, the damage is done.
Yeah, we also went to another shop where Their humidors were all over the place. Some of them were hanging wide open, 52% humidity, and just not cared for. So, you know, unless you have a super trusted tobacconist, make sure that you kind of keep an eye. I mean, it's your right as a consumer that's purchasing cigars. It's an investment. You're spending money in it. Make sure that, you know, you're comfortable with the conditions of the cigar before you buy them. And honestly, don't feel ashamed to walk out of a shop if it doesn't meet your standards.
Absolutely.
So that's where I'm at these days.
100% agree with that one. All right. So what we're talking about first today on the agenda is cigar essentials.
Oh, my turn to lead, huh?
No. We're just going to talk about what you would want to have if you're either going to start smoking cigars, or if you're already smoking cigars, or some things you'd want, even if you're a veteran of smoking cigars.
Yeah. I mean, this is a topic that actually got tossed around in the group a little bit. People kind of wanted to hear about these things and just kind of get opinions on it. So we figured, since we always have our shit laying out in front of us, that we would just talk about it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do you want me to start?
Yeah. I'm just ripping this cap, dude. It's jacked.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's all you can do. So when you start getting into smoking, aside from a cigar and a humidor, because you want to make sure that your cigars are kept at a correct humidity, the best conditions possible, to help, you know, with flavor, to help with the performance, obviously, is a big issue. You want a cutter and you want a lighter. You could buy a, you know, cheap $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 cutters from your shops. You know, that's completely up to you. You can buy a, you know, cheap lighter, $5 to $10 as well. I have brought some of the first items. Actually, I don't have my first cutter with me, but Logan actually has it because I gave it to him. So well, I guess technically it counts. I had a stainless steel double guillotine cutter that was just very wobbly, not sturdy, and cut like shit. I probably would have been better to just take a butter knife and cut my cigars. After I had that, and I just probably only used it for 5 cigars, started doing more research, and that's when I came in love with pretty much all of Xikar's products. This is, I can't remember if this is the XI3 or which one it is, but...
So to back up for a second, you probably had something...
similar to that, yeah.
Akin to this quality.
Cut your dick off.
You probably had something... which is like legitimately, I think I got this in a 5-pack of cigars that I ordered.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of those come with shit like that, you know.
And so this is like your basic bottom of the barrel, $5 or cheaper, probably cutter.
It's probably cheaper than $5.
So, I mean, look, I used this thing a little bit when I first started out, and
nothing wrong with that. Start.
It cut it, you know. I'd probably, if I tried to cut now with it, it'd probably be trash because it's old and dull and crappy. But this is something that you would kind of start out with. But really, if we're being honest, this is kind of maybe something more where you'd really want to start if you foresee yourself, you know, finding this is a passion of yours.
I can't remember how much I paid for this. I believe maybe $20 to $30. So, I mean, it's definitely worth the investment. It's not a shit ton of money to drop on a cutter. I mean, Xikar has lifetime warranties. When you think of cigar cutters and lighters, Xikar is typically the brand most people think of. You know, I think arguably Xikar and Calibri are the number one and number two players in the game. But I got this cutter, double guillotine. And it's super, you know, sleek, fits in your pocket. It's nothing bulky, nothing big, and it cuts really good. I mean, I just used it. I pretty much had that for a long time, and then I just started buying a bunch of different variations of this.
Yeah.
And in fact, I just stopped using this style for no particular reason to get another Zycar cutter, which is the VX2, which is a V cutter. And this just gives you a little bit of a deeper cut. So a V cut, did you do a V cut?
I did a V cut, yeah.
Yeah, so, which I mean, I doubt you could even see, but a V cut is just that. I mean, it cuts deeper into the cigar in the shape of a V. Typically gives you a really good open draw. And I bought this. These typically retail for, you know, 50, 70 bucks, you know, from where I've seen several different places you can get it. And I found this cheap off of Cigar Auctioneer for like 28 bucks. I paid like $7 shipping, but I got a few other things as well. So, you know, ask your local tobacconist or check out some online retailers, you know. In my line of work, I like to save money. So I'm always kind of looking for deals and I'm looking for the best, you know, options out there to help me save money so I can spend more money on cigars.
Sure.
So that's kind of where I led to as far as cutters go. But I mean, Zycar has never let me down in the way of cutters ever.
Yeah. You know, like really it just, it's all about, you know, you can spend literally as much money as you could possibly fathom on your different accessories and stuff like that, and that's all great, and you know, usually if you do spend a little bit more money you get something better, but don't let that deter you from just using something cheap if that's what you can afford.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all about you know, what you can afford and ultimately just being able to smoke the cigar. And you know, so with that, also you're gonna need a lighter, and so your lighter rolls away down the table.
I thought that was thunder.
So there's a couple, you know, obviously you have, like, a lot of people say, like, oh, you got to use matches, you know, or a cedar stick lit from, you know, stuff like that, which is fine if that's what you use. It's not personally what I would ever use because I think it's a pain in the ass to light it with stuff like that. But obviously matches are pretty cheap. A lot of times if you go to the shop and you buy some cigars, they'll give you a book of matches, you know, that sort of thing. But
it's true.
Ultimately, yeah. You probably, for convenience sake, want to get yourself something like this, which you brought over this, which is it a Moretti?
Moretti, that's the Churchill. It's a quadruple flame. I also got that in a pack of cigars. I think it was like 10 cigars and a 25-count humidor and nice. That lighter for like 50 bucks maybe. And, you know, I still hang on to it because, I mean, it's sturdy. It's got, like, this little, it's kind of wrapped in, like, a rubberized material. Lights good pretty much every time. It's got a punch cutter on the bottom. Easy to refill, big window so you can see. I mean, it's not, like, the prettiest lighter that you can carry around. I mean, it's not, like, you know, Logan's Lotus or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I like having older, you know, more rugged lighters. I can just toss in my car. So if I ever, you know, forget my case or anything like that, I have something that's reliable. I mean, you can see it works every
time. Yeah, I mean, this thing lights literally damn near every time you push it.
Yeah.
Which is honestly, like, one of the biggest struggles with, like, these jet lighters is, like, you'll get some where you, like, have to really, like, fiddle with it to get them to light. So, to be honest, like, for the price.
I mean, you can get those for, like, 10 to 20 bucks.
Oh, I'm sure.
That may be pushing it a little high as well.
Yeah, I mean, and you get a punch.
Yeah, you get a punch cutter. I mean, that's. You know, one lighter, you grab it, you head out the door, you toss that in your pocket, and you have a cutter, and you have your lighter. I mean, you can't beat that. And, I mean, there's a lot of products that have the cutter and lighter combo. I mean, Logan has one as well, which we'll get into. But, I mean, you know, it's just, it's cool to have that option. I mean, I keep an ST DuPont in my car, which I didn't drive my car tonight. But,
yeah,
I have an ST DuPont mini jet in my car. And also have one of these in my car that I always keep just in case, again, if I ever forget something or just an impromptu, we're going to do a video or something like that after work one evening. You know, I mean, I have it. I don't have to really worry about, you know, running home or anything like that or, you know, asking to use, you know, a lighter or cutter at the shop or anything like that. So I like hanging on to that.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest reason. So like a step up from this would maybe be like my Lotus. What I think I paid like maybe 50 bucks for this on sale at one point. And I like this. It's a same deal, jet lighter. It's a triple flame. And it has a V cutter built into it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
I do like that.
Yeah, I like this just because, you know, let's say me and him are going to go to a brewery, smoke a cigar, or like he said, you know, maybe we want to shoot a video in the car or something like that. Basically, all I have to do is throw this in my pocket, and I can cut and light most every cigar. The V cutter is kind of small and a little shallow, so it doesn't cut like huge ring gauges, but I don't smoke huge ring gauges anyway, as we talked about last week.
Yeah.
We kind of tend to smoke smaller Vitolas, Vitolas, whatever.
Smaller cigar sizes.
Yes, cigar sizes.
That's it.
Looking at you, Lalo.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of that's kind of gives you a basis for one. Well, you have your show them your lighter too, which is pretty cool. This is kind of a newer thing that they've come out with. fairly new, wouldn't you say? Like,
yeah, I mean, I'd say probably within a couple. I'm not 100%. Sure, on the year. We're talking about the Vrana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say the Vrana probably came out this year, if not this year, 2018. I mean, it's super new. the Vrana, which I got there's two lighters that I carry with me at all time now that I completely fell in love with. One reason I got this is because I'm a little bit of a bitch, and I like to match my shit, so it matches my VX2. But it has a really nice fuel gauge window in the back. It's super important to me. I have had lighters in the past that don't have the windows. And then I'll just kind of go off of faith. And then I'll be out in the middle of nowhere, want to light a cigar, and I'm fucking out of butane. You know? So it's always nice. I would encourage you to buy a lighter that does have the fuel window so you can kind of keep up with it. The adjustment wheel on the bottom is big. So, I mean, you don't have to have like a, you know, I have a little tool here to where you can bleed your lighters, and it has like a screwdriver on the bottom so you can turn certain ones. But adjustment wheel, it just makes it easier. It's the convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a flat flame. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's a flat flame. I mean, I don't know if you can see that at all. But with it being a flat flame, it spans out a little more. So when you're essentially lighting the foot of your cigar, it just covers more area, so it's not like like a single torch flame, kind of like the term here. Mine's empty, but
I've got one.
Yeah, but the term has one flame, so you know, with that, you have to kind of go around your cigar a couple different times and touch it up, which is fine. I like it for touch ups, and you know, it's pretty precise, so I do like a single torch. But the flat flame, I mean, it just pretty much, I mean, it lights the cigar quicker. It covers a lot of bases and gives you very even lighting on your cigar. And it's just a badass lighter. You know, it feels good in the hand. I like shit that's not bulky. I just like the way things look. Over the years, I've become a bit of an accessory whore. So I really like, you know, cutters and lighters. And then the second, if I had to recommend any lighter for anybody to grab, it would probably be this. This is by Prometheus. This is the Magma T, so it's a little bit smaller than the Magma X. The Magma X is, I don't know, probably about yay big. It's more of a tabletop lighter. This has a punch on the bottom as well, fuel window, and then you flip it up, and then lights every time, triple flame. But they also make this in a flat flame, and I carry it all the time.
I like that lighter.
Yeah,
I find myself using that every once in a while when me and him are sitting around, and every time I use it, I just, the feel of it, the hand feel, the way it lights every time, that's a super nice lighter. That one's also not too expensive either, right?
It's like 70-80 bucks.
So yeah, I mean, more on your top end, but you know, if you're gonna be smoking cigars all the time, kind of like,
I mean,
we do,
you know, it's just like anything that you buy, you spend money, 9 times out of 10 it's better quality. You know,
sure.
I mean, I spent $80 for a Calibri Stealth 3 that I've never been able to use.
Yeah.
Never been able to get work. Even just the other day, I just tried it yesterday and I worked on it, and it's just, it's garbage. It's $80 fucking paperweight at this point.
Right.
You know, these strike up every time.
Which doesn't happen normally. You know, you'd like to think when you pay $80 for something,
I still have a lot of Calibri lighters and stuff that work.
Mm-hmm.
That one just so happens to suck, at least in my experience. Didn't work for me.
Sure. So I mean that you know, basically cutters, lighters, you know, we talked about that. Of course, you know, you always want to have You'll need a big thing of butane.
I don't want to interrupt you, but
go ahead.
One of the most important things that you can do for any lighter, even if you buy like a shit lighter, shittish lighter, it's like a $10-$15 lighter, get good butane, because probably half, if not more than half, maybe 60-70% of a lot of the issues that I see people run into with their lighters not lighting is one, because they don't really, you know, buy good butane.
Right.
And I mean, Zycar butane, I put Zycar butane in all my Zycar products. I have Prometheus butane for my Prometheus lighter. I mean, you just do your research. But I mean, that's not to say you can't, you know, you can put Zycar in a Moretti or Zycar in a Lotus or something like that. I mean, it's good butane. So, I mean, don't go buy an $80 lighter and then go and be like, I want to save some money on the butane and buy like a $4 can of butane, because that could potentially give you some issues. And a lot of this butane, if it's not good quality, can really gunk up your lighter.
Yeah, it sounds silly kind of being like, you know, oh, you got to go with the brand butane. But we had an experience recently, too, with some butane from a shop that was kind of crappy, just brand we had never heard of.
And we kept Special Blue.
Yeah, Special Blue. And we kept having issues with our you know, with lighters and lighting, you know, just consistently lighting and stuff like that. And so, and we just kind of pitched that entire thing of butane and went out and, you know, got some, I got this big can of Zycar and, haven't had any problems since. So
it was like, what, 15, 20 bucks?
You tell me. Yeah. It wasn't too expensive.
Lasts a really long time. You'd be surprised how long one can of butane will last.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've filled that Lotus up, quite a few times with it.
I mean, I've filled several of my shit up with it, you know? Mm-hmm. In fact, let me see it. let me fill my serum.
Show them a proper fill.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is at least the way I do it, because this is just the way I was always showed when I was, you know, first into cigars. So it's just the way I do it. If this will reach. This won't reach in there. You need something a little bit longer. Hey, where's that screwdriver?
Right,
still have that.
Mm-hmm.
Find something small. I mean, certain tools and so forth can get into the holes, but
yeah, I use like to bleed my lighter, which if you don't know, just means like purging the butane out of it.
Yeah, get all the excess air. And
I just had a little. I have a little eyeglass kit screwdriver.
Yeah,
and that works perfect for me. I had laying around, so I keep that with me.
So you push on what's called the valve, and nothing's coming up. I mean, this I probably bled this and meant to fill it and just never did. And then you take your cap off. I'm not left-handed at all. And then put it in here. And I usually just push down and hold it for like 5 seconds. Let it sit for a little bit. Another 5 seconds. And I mean, you can see the fuel window fills up. Usually do that probably 3 or 4 times, you know? Mm-hmm. And then after that, what I like to do is keep it turned down. No rhyme or reason to that, really, but I just keep it turned down. I just let it sit for, you know, a little bit, at least 5-10 minutes, just so it can, you know, acclimate to the temperature of the room, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're good to go. Turn flame up, and we're set. And, I mean, it's super easy. It's super simple. But like I said, I'm a little bit of a cutter and lighter whore, so you know, I like to be anal these things. So yeah, I mean, I have a lot of shit, but I like to be anal with it.
You like to be anal?
It's anal.
Analed?
I do like to be anal.
Drink that.
Are you picking up the white chocolate cherry
bomb?
Whatever.
Actually, it really does have a kind of a berry.
It does have, yeah. It's definitely not like a Boone's Farm or anything when I say fruity, but
no, it's definitely it was fruity. A vanilla and chocolate soaked berry explosion. Yeah, okay, well, that was good.
This is like the Sherry's berries of wine, and I like it.
I actually like it a lot. It's pretty good. I would definitely buy this again. Mm-hmm. What are you getting off that cigar, man? Anything
Spices died down just a little bit, but it's still there. Still cocoa, nutty, a little, almost want to say, and it could be from the wine, but kind of like a dried apricot flavor. It's not like bland like a raisin. You know, it's kind of maybe a little bit more
tangy,
zingy, you know, a little zing to it.
Okay.
But I mean, it's really good. I mean, it's creamy smoke, good output, good construction. I mean, El Wawense is a great fucking cigar.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting like a nice, like salty, you know, almost like peanut taste.
Tell me.
Off of this.
Because I had the same one when we did our live video on Facebook. And I got kind of like a graham cracker taste. Maybe like a vanilla wafer taste. Kind of like a dry, sweet cookie. But not like a chocolate chip cookie or anything like that.
Yeah, or like an almond cookie or something.
Yeah, something like that. Or like one of those butter biscuits that your grandma always used to have.
Yep.
You know, like I picked that up. And it definitely was, get that. And I like that.
Dude, this it's a great flavor. The draw is really great. Look at the burn.
Yeah,
I mean, I tell you what, good. If this cap hadn't just like completely just obliterated when I cut it, you know, and maybe that was just the fact that it's still, I've cut bigger cigars with my V cutter than this and had no problem. So,
yeah, I doubt it's that. I mean, you know, I don't want to be a dick and keep bashing the shop that we go right, to, but I mean, their humidity is just not. It's probably that. Stellar.
We got to stop shopping there, but. Well, I'm just thinking.
I'm pretty sure the last cigar I got was the last.
Yeah, the last one we got. I'll buy. But hey, that's what we get for trying to support a local business and them not caring.
Yeah. So if we want to go local, we basically drive almost 2 hours to Backology. They don't let us down.
Who I'm repping tonight, by the way, Britt. Again, shout out to you. We left a link down in the last episode for Tobacology. We'll leave another link this time, and
please check them out. You would be very blown away by the hospitality that that Brett will show to you.
You know, it's
Prim, all the guys.
Here's a funny story. In the group, you know, this week, you know, Brett's been sending out hats to people and stuff like that. And so Brody, Shitty's father, posted that he got his hat, and it's, you know, purple and gold for LSU.
Yep.
And I was like, oh man, that's cool. I was like, he got ones that are his team's color.
I mean, yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, I'm a Redskins fan, and mine's burgundy and gold. I didn't even make that connection. And so I was all like, man, he got ones that are his team's color. That's cool. And then I was like, I did too. I don't know what.
I wouldn't advertise.
Well,
hey, you're a Redskins fan.
Hey, I was until probably 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and I'm just giving up all hope. But no, I'll have to support him till the day I die. But. That's neither here nor there. But it was just funny that I sat there and thought, like, damn, he got one in his own team, his team's color. And I'm sitting here like, wait, mine's my team's color. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to our topic at hand, which was cigar essentials. Again, we were talking about, so we talked about lighters, talked about cutters, talked about butane, talked about you're such an accessory whore.
Yes.
So tell them a little bit about what are some things that you don't necessarily need, but that we just like because we are cigar enthusiasts, and we just have to have them because we're just that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, ashtrays, I would say, is borderline, you know, it depends on the person. I mean, maybe a need, maybe not. But we kind of go all out, and we get, you know, we've been using Logan's stinky ashtray. I have a copper stinky ashtray at my house.
That's our nice deep ashtray. That's the good thing about this is you can just, like, if you're going to be sitting around smoking a couple cigars, this thing will hold, you know, a lot. So that was like $20, but definitely worth it.
Four fingers, so, you know, plenty of room for you to smoke with a few friends. And then, you know, aside from that, I have something that I really love. Don't have to use it too terribly much, which isn't a bad thing. But this is called the Perfect Draw. Rod Kurthy, who is actually a dentist, or was a dentist, don't know if he still is or not, created this. It's about the size of like a pen or maybe some like mascara or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You unscrew it, you pull it out, and it's got almost like a Christmas tree. I mean, I don't know, Dad, you probably can't see it. But it's got these little sharp points to it, and it's definitely got a sharp edge on it. And the purpose of this is if you have a tight draw in your cigar, you push this in. You know, I mean, I usually do about to this point where my finger is. Give it, you know, a couple light twists. I mean, you want to, like, you know, be gentle with your cigar. And when you pull it out, it'll actually pull out some tobacco and loosen up the draw on your cigar. So this is super killer to have. I have actually saved several cigars with super tight draws by using this. These are like $20 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend anybody getting one just so, you know, you don't ever have to toss away a cigar. I have, unfortunately, before this was a thing, have had to toss some cigars.
Yeah.
So I would recommend you check that out. And then something else that I really like is my cigar case. This is by Project Carbon. You probably know Project Carbon already. I mean, he's a huge influencer on Instagram. He's always posting. He's got these like carbon fiber cases. Open it up. You got a pocket for your cigars. And then you have your pockets for your accessories. And he actually, I guess, has a little bit of a partnership with Perfect Draw because he has this dedicated elastic strap for a Perfect Draw. And a lot of times he'll include these in the price of his cigar cases. And then he also includes these cigar stands sometimes as well up here in this elastic strap. I really like these because when we go out or when I come to Logan's house, I don't have to just toss a bunch of shit in my pockets. I can load up any cigars that I want. And then when I come here, unzip it, and everything that I need is right here.
Yeah. Yeah. This, what's funny is, like, to me, before I got mine, which, mine is, right here. I'll show you mine too. Mine is not Project Carbon. Mine is, Sean, it's Christian, right? Or Christensen. Mm-hmm. Christian. Yep. Christian. He makes, these really cool leather ones. This one actually I got from Joey. And, I was like, it kind of seemed excessive to me at first. It kind of seemed like, you know, I was like, man, I don't need all that. You know what I mean? But now that I have it, yeah. I like love it. Like, you know, sometimes if we're going to go somewhere again, we might go to a brewery and we may be there a couple hours. We might smoke a couple cigars and I can throw, you know, 5 cigars in this beast, sometimes more. My lighter, my cutter, you know, I can have a little rest in here as well, which is kind of cool to have if you want to set your cigar down while you're there. Honestly, man, this was like worth every penny to me because I use it so much.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, anytime you see me and him cruising around, you know, these are typically sitting on our dashboard,
yep,
full of cigars. If we go to the shop, if we go anywhere, I just like, I love it. And, you know, we always joke that we kind of look like Mormons walking around with our Bibles.
Yeah.
But, you know, truthfully speaking, man, like, I can't recommend this thing enough. So, if you're, you know, really, you know, starting to get into cigars and, you know, or you've been into cigars for a long time, I think like this is definitely something that would be worth picking up if you feel like you smoke and travel.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, again, it comes back to, you know, like the lighters with the cutters built into them. It's a convenience factor. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, everything being in one place versus having to, you know, tear up an $80 lighter that's getting knocked around with your keys and your cell phone in your pockets, you know, or losing it or anything like that. I mean, it's all right here. And, you know, they're a little pricey. You know, I mean,
project, definitely an investment.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely an investment. I mean, you know, I'm 150 to about 250 range is pretty much what you're kind of planning to drop on either one of these two. I mean, you can go like Peter James or whatever. I mean, you're looking at like $400 there, $300-$400. But I mean, they're all worth it. If it holds everything that you need and you're like us and you like to just have everything on hand with you, they're definitely worth it. So again, it's not a need, but for me, it's worth every penny. I mean, cigars to me is more than just a hobby. It's a passion. You know, just like guitar is a passion to me. And I have a lot of shit that just makes it more convenient for me for guitar. And same way with this.
Nothing wrong with spending money on stuff you love, man.
No.
In my opinion.
Never.
It's just fun.
Yeah. And
pisses our wives off. That's
And that's why I do it. You know?
Yeah, I will say we were, if anybody watched the first episode, I had the foresight, I guess, to put a sign on my door that said to my wife, don't open in case she does come home early this time, because she interrupted our last podcast. It was pretty funny, though.
Looks like the Walking Dead sign out there. It just says don't open.
Yeah. Dead inside. I should have just put that on there, too. She probably wouldn't have got it and then actually opened to ask about.
Yeah, come in and fucked it all up again. So moving on from that, I believe we touched all the bases on that. I mean, you know, again, you know, whether you're new, whether you have been smoking, you know, for however long, if you want to just get some more accessories, do some research, you know, definitely check out reviews. You can find a YouTube review on almost anything now.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. If you have the ability to go check out a product at a shop, ask them if you can check it out and see if you like it. But do your research, buy good butane, you know, just buy what you like. I mean,
yeah, and don't hesitate to reach out to us either.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm more than willing to give any kind of advice or tips or recommendations on the products that I would personally recommend to you guys.
Yep. So, you know, reach out to us. We're on Instagram, we're on YouTube, we're on all the places that you'd find people on the internet. So,
no, except Twitter.
Well, I'm on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. Oh, no, it's logo. Shameless plug.
Cheeky plug.
So that kind of, again, wraps up Cigar Essentials. We talked to you guys about what we think is kind of essential, and maybe some things that weren't so essential, but we still enjoy quite greatly. I mean, what else, dude? What else is new in the world of cigars and life and...
Life.
Almost cut my toe off yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a fun experience.
This fucking tool bag tries calling me yesterday.
Yep.
And I didn't answer because I was pumping gas or something. And then I tried calling him back and he didn't answer. So I text him and he's such a chick sometimes because I text him and I said, did you call? And instead of just telling me the story, no. We have the messages. He says, yeah. It's like my wife would.
Such a chick.
I'm sitting there waiting 5 minutes. Nothing. I'm like, okay, well, what'd you need?
Yeah, because he texts me back instead of just answering his phone like a normal person.
I called you back.
I never got a call back.
All right, well, I mean, it's your phone.
I'll show you my call log. Anyway.
I'll show you mine.
Anyway, I was at home. I was cooking my kids' lunch. Actually, I was cooking myself lunch. I had just finished.
Dude almost chopped off his tail using a fucking expensive-ass knife for chicken nuggets.
No, I was using it for the steak. We had steak the other night.
Yeah, we did.
And so I was reheating the steak on the skillet, and I sliced it real thin because I was going to make a nice little steak wrap out of it. And my kids' corn dogs came out of the microwave. And so I put those on plates, and I reached over my counter to hand it to them. And as I pulled back, I knocked the knife that I was using to cut the steak off of the counter, and it fell blade down right on my toe, right on my middle toe, my third toe over, whichever way you go. And I felt it sting. Didn't hurt awful, but I looked down, and all of a sudden there was just blood galore. And, I mean, it would not stop bleeding. Blood was, you know, leaking out of me everywhere. My entire kitchen floor was covered in blood. I kid you not. I wish I would have gotten a picture, but I was home alone. My wife had just gotten to the nail salon and was about to sit down to get her nails done. I called her. And tried to explain to her what was going on, but she just doesn't understand certain situations. And it was funny because
she's on the autism scale.
She texted me after I hung up the phone because I was like, don't freak out. I cut my toe pretty bad. It's bleeding everywhere. I'm just here with the kids. I may have to call like an ambulance because, you know, when it's on your toe and you're losing that much blood, you kind of freak out when you're alone. So she texted me back as soon as I got off the phone and somehow was like, can you just bring them here to the nail salon? Talking about our kids, I was like, what the hell? I was like, no.
Selfish
I can't.
Bastard.
I was like, what am I going to tourniquet my foot to the pedal and just. I'm like leaking blood. I went through like two wads of paper towels filled with blood. And then. So anyway, our local rescue squad came, patched me up. And now my toe's good. So I didn't lose my toe, guys. Lesson learned. Do not cut steak and prepare corn dogs at the same time.
And I was very concerned. I actually drove over here to check on him.
He did. He's a good friend.
And I saw his wife was home, so I just turned around. Didn't even stop. Figured, you know, he's not at home now. He's all right.
I don't blame you.
So
I didn't cry. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's important.
Anyway, back to cigars. Side story that you guys just might have enjoyed, the fact that I almost cut my toe off. Last little subject we're just going to talk about today is why we smoke cigars. It's just, it's kind of seems like a simple question, but it's one that, you know, is just kind of like when a lot of people ask you sometimes, like, why do you like cigars or why do you smoke those things? That's, you know, if you're talking about your wife or something, but
yeah.
Yeah. So I'll ask you, I'll let you start it off, Joey. Why do you enjoy smoking a cigar?
Well, I mean, it gives you purpose, you know? I mean, again, you know, I just said it a few minutes ago. It's more than just a hobby. It's a passion, you know, and it's a lifestyle, you know? And I've been able to meet, talk, associate, smoke cigars with a lot of people in the industry. And I've never in my entire life seen people more passionate about their line of work than the people that are in the cigar industry. I mean, it's not just a job. It's not just a means to make money. It's a lifestyle. And I mean, that drew me in closer to it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've told everybody my story about what originally got me into cigars, you know, and the golfing story, but what made me passionate about it is the seeing the people and seeing the passion that they have. Basically, you know, the people that I meet, they wreak passion, you know, and that's hard to find in today's society, sadly, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have, you know, I mean, I'm not passionate about my job. You know that, you know, I mean, you know, but you know, it is what it is on that end of the spectrum. But these guys wake up loving what they do, loving the people that support them, and they don't see their consumers as dollar signs. They see their consumers as, we want to make these people happy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the amount of interviews that I've seen from people like Kyle Gellis and Robert Holt and, you know, all these other people, when you're talking about a cigar or you see like the IPCPR interviews, you know, they just talk about their customer service, and it's all about what we can provide to our customers. And that means the world to me, you know, being a cigar smoker. You know, and I mean, aside from that, it's an escape, you know, I mean, nothing is better than being able, I mean, this is great. You know, I love this, you know, but how often do we text each other and we're like, dude, I'm so glad to be off. I'm going to just chill out and smoke a cigar. And nothing's better to me than admiring the cigars in my wineador, knowing the people, you know, the passion and the work that they put into rolling your cigar, the stories behind of how certain people got here, how the cigars were made, how they selected, you know, the binder and the fillers, the wrapper, you know, the stories that go into it, picking that out. And being able to just sit down and just enjoy it.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't expect you to have that take on it. It's a really interesting take. I really like it. I would say that, you know, asking myself the same question, you know, probably initially, I think initially I probably got into it for selfish reasons because it's like super manly. Looks kind of cool.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I want it to be like, you know, oh man, you know, you see somebody smoking a, it's the only thing that you can put in your mouth and suddenly actually look cooler. Like, think about it.
I would have reworded that, but, you know, whatever.
No, I'm saying that's legitimate. Like, what else can you put in your mouth and somehow be cooler? You can't.
A titty.
Well, I mean, maybe a titty.
It might be the only other thing.
Yeah, but anyway, so, but, you know, that being said, I mean, you're right. Once you kind of delve into that world of cigars, you realize how passionate people are about them. You know, yeah. For me, you know, at first it just became about relaxing. Just a way to kind of unwind and enjoy something, you know, on your own time, and it just kind of helps you decompress at the end of the day. It's not like, you know, a cigarette or something else where you're like smoking it throughout the day to like continue to gain your sanity or, you know, keep your, you know, stress level down. This is kind of just a way to decompress at, you know, usually the end of the day for me, or sometimes even in the morning. But, you know, more than that, like once you start to really get into it, like you said, just, you know, seeing some of the passion behind it and speaking with some of the people, you know, and just meeting people through cigars that you would have never, you know, met otherwise.
Yeah.
And just some of the conversations alone that you hold with people over cigars. I mean, you know, just the fact that me and you get to sit here for an hour on Monday, smoke a cigar and talk with a bunch of people. You know, hopefully while they're smoking a cigar too, there's just something, you know, unique about that, that, you know, like you said, in this day and age, like, you know, it might be lacking in other areas of the world.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Robert Holt. You know, I watched an interview with him, from Southern Draw Cigars. I think it was on another podcast, and just to see like his, like you said, his passion, you know, not only how much he cares about the customers, but how much he cares about the countries where the tobacco comes from, the people who roll, produce the cigars, you know, the entire economies in Southern America revolve around these things. And just to see his approach to that. And then, you know, just coming from, you know, a hobbyist and a collector standpoint, getting to try different people's takes on the same thing, essentially, you know, it's kind of like, when you go out to a restaurant, you try food that you like.
Yeah.
It's sort of the same thing with a cigar, man. You know, you look at a cigar, you say, "Hey, I'd like to try that one." And you get to try it, you get to analyze it, you get to see what you like about it, what you don't like about it. And yeah, so for those reasons, man, I just was kind of hooked.
And dude, these people never stop working. Like they just keep going round the clock. And you never hear them ever really sound ungrateful about anything. You know, oh, I got to keep traveling. Oh, I got to go to IPCPR. You know, it's all about opportunities for them to grow their brands, to get their story out. Because you have people like us that support them so much.
Yeah.
And support in the industry is huge. You know, I mean, you go anywhere else, you meet somebody, they shake your hand. The first time I ever met somebody else that wasn't like, you know, a local friend or whatever, was Brett Fry, Tobacology. And when I saw him, never met me before. I don't even believe we ever talked before. Just gave me a hook. Like, it's not even just we're consumers and these are all the brands. It's a family. Every single brand, every single consumer, it's all one big family. We all support one another.
Yeah, you're right. They're all like that.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them, at least. The ones that we've interacted with, and you know, I'm sure you've had the opportunity to interact with even more than I have, but I mean, it really is truly a big family, and it's awesome. It's awesome to feel a part of something like that and be so welcomed so easily. Yeah, you know, we talked about last time when we were at that shop in D.C. and there was a kid who just came in there, looked starry-eyed, like he had no idea what he was looking for, what to do, what to say, what anything. And the guy behind the counter just totally set him up with a cigar, got him lit, cut up, you know, talked to him about what he might like, and he picked one, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was such a cool thing to see. And you know.
And that brings us back to the word passion.
Passion.
You know?
That's the word of the day.
Passion.
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 For all you romantics out there.
So, I doubt there's very many of those.
Probably not. But yeah, I mean, I think that's you know, I think that kind of sums it up for us. Yeah. You know, we touched on a lot today. Anything else you want to add into the pot there, buddy?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, you know, I think that our goal when we come on here, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say we don't have an agenda because we try to stick to an outline so we don't really get lost. But,
yeah,
I mean, you know, we decided to do this because, you know, you and I have talked about doing a podcast on basketball, a podcast on music, a podcast on whatever. But it always ended up coming back to this because this is, you know, one of the other biggest things that we're both super passionate about. And, you know, it's just, it's fun. We do this for fun. And, you know, if we can share knowledge or, you know, even if we just sit here and we just end up talking amongst ourselves, you know, we're trying to get more people excited to smoke cigars. We're trying to spread more positivity amongst the industry. And there's a lot of, you know, I wish that I had something like this when I first got into cigars, to see just regular Joe Schmoes sitting around just smoking cigars that weren't super, you know, pretentious assholes about it. Because face it, you get a lot of that on YouTube. And a lot of that shit turns people off. So Our main goal is to just have fun, talk about it, you know, provide some information and just have fun with it. And hopefully our passion for the cigar industry carries over to you, whether you're new, whether you're old. I mean, life gets a hold of me sometimes. And, you know, I mean, there's been many times where, you know, I wasn't able to smoke cigars for weeks at a time. You know, I've even probably gone a month or so at a time. You know, shit just happens sometimes and, you know, I can't squeeze it in.
Yeah.
But I always come back to this because this is, you know, the cigar industry, the people in the industry, the friends that I've made, the family. I mean, really, I don't have any friends in the industry. Everybody's become family to me, You know, and, you know, that has a hold to my heart. And that's what always brings me back to this, because I mean, in our field of work, we meet a lot of people that do a lot of things and nobody is passionate about anything that they do, really, that we meet. Very few, few and far between.
Yeah.
But I've never met anybody that was in the cigar industry that said, yeah, man, it's stressful. It's this, it's that. We know it's stressful. We know your travel. We know you spend a lot of time away from your family, but you do it because you love it. And you don't see that hardly in any other industry ever.
No, you don't. And that's you summed it up great, man. That's why we're here. We just want to connect with a bunch of people, smoke cigars, have a good time. And you know, hopefully you know, just grow our own slice of the community, that, you know, we can, you know, welcome in whoever wants to be a part of it. It's a beautiful burn. Mine's pretty damn good too, man.
What's your final thought on Oscar? By the way, fun facts for you. Oscar Valladares used to be the driver for guess who?
Like personal driver?
Yeah, he used to be the driver for, and this guy, his cigars are named after the guy.
Let's see if I can pick it up in the flavor notes. Buddy Holly.
Rocky Patel.
Rocky Patel, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I thought, I was like, I didn't even, no one in the cigar industry crossed my mind. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
So I wonder if that's, I'm sure there's some inspiration there then.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I'm sure he probably learned a lot, picked up a lot from Rocky Patel over the years.
Well, I got to say that this was a fantastic cigar. I'm still enjoying, you know, I'm about down to basically the final third. Really consistent throughout.
Yeah.
Didn't have much flavor changes. Maybe a little bit more pepper as I get towards the end of it. Just a slight tinge, though. But basically, you know, just kind of some creamy, you know, like you said, almost like almond cookie, buttery.
Yeah.
A little bit of, you know, salty, almost peanut to it. And, you know, maybe just a tinge of, like, you know, maybe cocoa and and kind of oak.
Yeah.
But, yeah, really great cigar. Again, not going to knock the cigar for the cap issue. I think we know what that was caused by. Burn was consistent. The draw is perfect. For me, it's a great cigar. I'm going to say 4.5 kick-ass donkeys out of 5.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you?
Well, Elwood Wednesday's never let me down. I don't know many people it has let down. Again, I prefer the original over the Maduro. You know, you see me relight this a couple times. That's just because it would go out because we're talking or whatever. So it's not a construction issue. Construction's killer. Creamy smoke. I mean, it's a very full smoke. Medium to full body cigar. Cedar. I mean, pepper's pretty much fully died off after, you know, the first third pretty much fell off. It's like a slight pepper there, but, you know, cedar, a little coffee. Sweet. I still get that dried fruit. I mean, it's just a good cigar. Very well-rounded cigar. Nice. Out of like 5 kick-ass donkeys, I'd probably say like a 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah, same.
Look, man. Hell yeah. Well, that's about it, guys. We smoked some great cigars. We drank some pretty great wine. Talked about some pretty awesome topics. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Kickin' Ash Team.
Team Kick-Ash.
Team Kick-Ash. I'm really bad at this. We've got them all. We'll have the links in the below. But
yeah, you can just search Kickin' Ash and you'll see us pop up.
Yeah, you'll find it. Follow us on Instagram. Find us in the group on Facebook, Cigar Society, or on our YouTube channel where you're hopefully watching this, Kickin' Ash. Subscribe and like. And with that being said.
Hold on.
Oh.
Now, also our episodes.
Oh, yes.
On Spotify.
I almost forgot, dude. You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts. So if you guys like just listening to the audio.
In case you don't want to see us wear kick-ass shirts like this. Just want to hear our
sweet, sexy voices.
Voices.
Ooh la la.
You can listen to that while you're driving. We assume no responsibility if you crash your vehicle while watching the vehicle.
Yes.
Oh, I messed that up. While watching the podcast.
You know what we mean.
Either way, till next time.
Have a kick ash.
Have a kick.
I was going to let you do the day.
Well, I didn't know what we were doing.
All right, wait for it. Until next time,
have a kick ash day.